team's obviously a big win tonight against Seattle after a loss against Regina. What did you see from the ice tonight in the victory?
I liked the last two periods. Didn't like the first period, but I just thought we, playing against a bigger, more physical team, that it's hard to get inside, that they want to bully you a bit. I thought the last two periods was maybe, you know, our best stretch of time against a physical team, where we got inside, we competed, we battled on pucks, we blocked some shots, obviously at this level there are more mistakes in junior hockey, and there was a lot of mistakes I thought in the first period, way too many scoring chances against, and I thought Curtis came up with some big saves for us. I thought the last two periods we really limited opportunities for them. I just thought there was a lot of examples of guys battling on the puck, and you know, I've talked to the guys, you don't have to win. You don't have to win the battle, but just don't let him win it. You know, those 50-50 puck battles. So I think it's the first time we've played this way against a team. You know, I think, you know, we're not the biggest team, and I think teams at times want to come in and be real physical, and that's the way they play. So I thought this was the best I've seen this year as far as us, you know, just manning up and competing, and you know, the last two periods anyway.
There's a lot of energy out of you guys right at the start of the second period. What was sort of the message heading into the after a first that you didn't quite like?
I just said, make up your mind if you want to go and compete, because if you don't, we'll go down to two lines. So I was really disappointed about the turnovers, which is for me puck management, which we talked about before the game, and then just too many soft plays. And I thought we were lucky just to be down 1-0. And that was my message. I know they had a number of words themselves, so I think they got themselves going. And then I think there was a bit of accountability from amongst the guys, because I just felt that you could hear guys correcting guys or you know, saying no, that's not, we got to do better than that. So I felt like they know what they need to do, and obviously it is a bit of a game of mistakes, but again, I just thought starting from the second period they came out and skated, but it was they competed. They just, sometimes it hurts. It hurts to get hit by a big guy. It hurts to, you know, no flybys, stopping on pucks. I can mention a lot of guys, but I thought for the most part the whole group. I thought Jillian Kohler's battle was outstanding for a little guy. Moved his feet and got into battles and stopped, you know, played against their big D and just kept hounding them. And you know, for me, him and Cameron Hausinger were kind of the leading guys that I thought fired up the team.
Can you just talk about the resiliency of this hockey team? Because obviously, you know, you lost 11-1 to Messenhead, then you come back, you get 3-2 in, then you lose to the Giants 6-3, you come back and beat a really strong team 4-2. Can you talk about the mental toughness of this team that you've seen early on?
They've convinced me in a lot of ways, and you're always looking at the next game, taking one game at a time. But I just think at this age, I know we have. I think there's times I felt we tip, you know, a couple steps forwards, then feel like you take a couple back. But I think with kids this age, it's very emotional, and there's going to be mistakes made, and when you put that into the equation, sometimes it can, you know, it can really go in your favor, and then it, you know, I think they can quickly go get down on themselves and frustration. So but I do think we've talked a lot about consistency and you know, keeping more of a level chart, and it's something we're striving for. But I do I have been certainly impressed by that, and you know, but now, you know, now that we played this way, I told them today, I said, you can play this way against a big physical team, I know you can do this, you've shown me. And they got big defensemen that want to be they want to play mean and want to elbow and punch you in the head and keep you away from their net. And I just thought the last two periods we showed if you make that decision, you just hound them and get inside and keep your feet moving and just battle for rebounds. And so I saw a lot of that.
Big night for Mrzek, obviously getting a chance to get in the game. What did you think of his performance tonight?
I thought he was really good. he was the best young defenseman in training camp. But we just felt for his development, you know, at 16 and his size, it was best for him to go back and play 30 minutes a game in midget. As far as hockey smarts and positioning, and he's got good mobility too, those three things, I mean, he was the guy who I noticed the most in training camp. He's also a guy who you hope he's going to keep developing, but I have a feeling he can be, over the next couple of years, he's going to be a good player for this team.
After Regina, you wanted the penalty kill to improve. You guys had some shorthanded chances. Did you like overall what you saw in the penalty kill?
I thought it was way better in a lot of ways. And we give up a goal because Bodak lost his blade. So it was basically turned into a 5-on-3 because, not only that, but he blocked the very first shot. It broke his skate blade. Now he could barely stand up, and they had the puck in there for the next 90 seconds with real tired bodies. And I think that's the reason we got scored on. But I thought we did a lot of good things. Way more shot lanes. We blocked more shots, and we got our feet moving harder. We had a lot to it. Sticks in lanes, sticks on the ice. Still, it's an ever-going learning process, but I liked it a lot better.
Curtis Chapman making 37 saves on 39 shots. What did you think of his performance tonight?
I thought first period he was outstanding. I thought we kept them a little more to the outside. We protected the middle more in the last two periods. But I think he played well. He did all he could. Got to get a little better moving the puck. He scares you a bit when he plays a few pucks. But outside of that, he earned to be player of the game or one of those stars. That's for sure.
You got practiced more than the Rebels. How do you sort of lately? It's been the emotional win and the loss. How do you sort of stop that trend against?
We're gonna have to do something different, and it's gonna be up to us to challenge the players and. 4 o'clock game, whether we need to run a couple miles before we start the game or pucks dropped but we're gonna do something different to make sure we're ready to play and again I thought Red Deer, I was impressed with their team when they came in here earlier, and so I know it's going to be a tough game, but they're a team that plays hard. You can just tell with their Brent Sutter coach team. They play hard on pucks. They keep pucks on the walls. Physical in their own end. Their D can be physical. So much similar to what we saw tonight. But hopefully we can learn from it. But we're just going to have to do something to make sure we're ready to. We're not. I don't want to take players' confidence away. But I don't know if it is an issue of us. Getting so high after victory and so, maybe so down after a loss. But again, we're going to try and maintain an even keel here and just be ready when that puck's dropped.
Good.
All right. Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
Great game.